If you have ever studied up on the human body, whether for a basic biology course or more advanced study, you will likely be aware of how fragile the human form can be. People who undergo advanced medical studies with the intent of following a career path in medicine will be even more able to point out the many ways in which humans can suddenly find themselves in danger of injury or death. However, it doesn't take a medical expert to learn a few ways you can take action and save another human's life when the situation demands it. Courses on basic medical procedures such as CPR and NYC can put you on the fast road to knowing exactly what to do in a crisis, so that if you discover that you're the only one with any informal medical qualifications, you can seize the moment and maybe even save the day, and a life. Despite what some forms of entertainment such as movies and television shows may indicate, CPR is not generally meant to be used to resuscitate, revive, an unconscious or dying subject. Rather, CPR, which stands for cardiopulmonary resuscitation, is meant to keep a subject alive who is suffering from cardiac arrest, meaning that their heart has stopped beating. The human body requires oxygenated blood to be pumped around through it to various crucial organs and tissues in order to function. While it is the process of breathing that continuously restores oxygen to the bloodstream for transport, without the beating of the heart to send that blood where it needs to be, the subject will invariably suffer tissue damage, especially in the blood-deprived brain. Hence, CPR and NYC classes will teach how to manually send a portion of that blood through the body, in order to keep the body from suffering permanent damage. For individuals who are untrained in CPR, a simpler method, using only chest compressions, hands-only CPR, is often recommended. However, the act of breathing into the victim's lungs is important as it can help to ensure that the little blood that is being pumped by chest compressions has sufficient oxygen in it to delay brain damage. Pumping oxygen-depleted blood through the body has little beneficial effect. Because of this, an important part of CPR is making sure the airway is clear of blockage, and the lungs are not filled with liquid. CPR and NYC classes will likely give you a few statistics on CPR and CPR survival rates. One of the most important figures to know is how long the human brain can go without oxygen before irreversible brain damage does occur. This figure is usually between 4 and 8 minutes, because after that time the brain cells cannot survive the reintroduction of oxygen-rich blood. In drowning cases, the lowered body temperature resulting from cold water can increase this time slightly. What is also important to remember is that only a small percentage of people needing CPR actually have it performed on them by a bystander, and then, very few perform it correctly. Assuming that you have received CPR, and survived, there are high chances that you will suffer from a fractured sternum or ribs, or more. These reasons make it that much more important to learn how to perform CPR effectively. Proper training also helps you to learn the confidence and courage to perform it when it is needed.